Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show on this Free Thinker Friday. And one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately is the fact that so often there is this tendency to bury our heads in the sand about issues that are perhaps uncomfortable or perhaps that we don't truly understand. Joining me in studio right now is Avery Hendricks. She is the founder of the Period Project. Avery, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Avery, so let's get real for a second. I have got to believe that when people hear Period Project, they probably have a lot of misunderstanding about what it really is and why it's important. So let's break it down. Help us understand exactly what the Period Project is.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit based here in Idaho. We mostly work within Southeast Idaho, but we, with our partners, Southwest Boise Days for Girls, we have formed a coalition called Period Positivity. So together, both of us, we are working on legislation to get period dispensers within the school bathrooms for girls, and also we give period packs to girls that need supplies at home.
And Avery, what was it that prompted you to start the Period Project?
So our neighbors in Utah, they have a Utah Period Project under the umbrella of the Policy Project. And I saw they were doing it back in January of 2022. And I thought, if Utah has this need, then probably Idaho does. And surely we do.
And I understand that last year you brought some legislation forward. What are your plans for future attempts at legislation?
Yeah, so we are just trying currently to kind of navigate the political landscape. And so we'll most likely be bringing it back in 2025 with the similar legislation. And we're working with Representative Rod Furness. So
to get this moving forward.
Yes.
So Avery, what are some of the stories that come to mind as you've been doing this that might help people have a deeper understanding of why this is a problem?
Yeah, so this was back at the very beginning when we started talking to school counselors, but there was a school counselor in Ryrie that said they had some students in Swan Valley area that would get bussed in, and they at one point were using rags because their parents couldn't afford it or couldn't go into town. So that is one story, which I feel like if this is happening in our own backyard, it's just wild. So,
and I would be willing to bet that there are those who still have their heads buried in the sand or who are suggesting that this is not something that we as a community should be providing, that this is something that parents should provide. And you probably even hear, well, that's their responsibility, so maybe they need to budget better. So for a second, let's just pump the brakes right here. What message would you send to those people who are still clinging to those types of ideology?
Sure. Oh, I appreciate that question. So, as public society, we decide to give toilet paper, and I will just stick with toilet paper and say paper towels too, but toilet paper is a basic need. But as a public service, we give that basic need of toilet paper to people for free. So that's kind of where we stand, that we're not necessarily, well, okay, on the school sense, we want dispensers in the school bathrooms because it is a basic need for people that live in poverty and people that don't live in poverty, right? When that period comes, they need something now, or else they miss school and all the other things, right? So in that regard, I would say that. And then as far as not having enough, it kind of goes back to like food stamps. People don't have, it's just food will come first over tampons and pads for these girls. And if they don't have that, they literally cannot go to school. And what are we doing for our future generations? Nothing. So.
And absolutely, when you get right down to it, this is a basic need. And it's the kind of need that is going to have a major impact on a young girl's mental well-being. Mm-hmm. Because not having that basic need met, as you mentioned, is going to cause them to be a little bit alienated, mm-hmm. or to experience some really humiliating situations that could damage them and cause a lot of unnecessary trauma.
Yeah, for sure. I know it does. So initially when we received a donation from Upper Valley Child Advocacy Center, that was the push for mental health, because living in period poverty, or even just an average person who has enough money to get tampons, if they don't have that, how could that not cause mental, you know, like anxiety, stress, right? All of the depression, all these things, if they don't have that basic need met within that moment. So yes.
Right. And so if people are hearing this and they're connecting with this need, how can they help the Period Project out?
Yeah, so we have Facebook and Instagram, so that would probably be the best way to reach out to us. It's just Idaho Period Project on either platform. And just message us if you have ideas. We're open to that. They are welcome there. And just like donating is kind of the best way. Donating products or monetary funds would probably be the best way.
So having these dispensers in the bathrooms would alleviate a lot of problems, I can imagine. What was the biggest hurdle that you encountered as you attempted to get this legislation to move forward last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, knowledge is power, we say, right? The old saying. I think the legislators were kind of thrown back a little and maybe don't have the knowledge or understanding. And they're not in the thick of it like counselors and us or teachers are. So seeing that need. So I think it kind of goes back to the families can cover it, all that. But in reality, it is, I mean, like a period, when you get a period, it doesn't just stop. It's like a no, you know, it doesn't stop like peeing, sorry, right. You know, to be blunt, but it is an actual need that they need within the school bathrooms to keep the girls in school. And I will throw in, like, if girls aren't in school, then the schools get less funding with ADA funding and such.
Avery, we have to get to a quick break, but I'd love to keep you in studio so we can talk more about what the future looks like for the Period Project. We'll take a break and be back right after this.